The Gemara says, Rabbi Berakhah Chazal would offer meat to Eliyahu in the marketplace. He once asked Eliyahu, is there anyone here in this marketplace that's destined for Olam Haba? Initially, he said there's no one there. A bit later, there was a person who was wearing black shoes, which was typically not worn by Yidden, and he was not wearing tzitzit as he walked by. Eliyahu said, this person, destined for Olam Haba. Rabbi Berakhah ran over to the man and said to him, what do you do? What's your occupation? The man said, go away now, come back tomorrow. The next day, the man told Rabbi Berakhah that he's a prison guard, and he always makes sure to keep the men and women separate. He would put his bed in between the men and the women to prevent any avarice from happening. He said, when a Jewish girl is put into my jail, and the goyim are looking at her to be mezana with her, I risk my life to save her. Once there was a girl who mereses in the jail, and the goyim wanted to be mezana with her, the prison guard took the sediment of red wine, threw it on the bottom of her dress, making them think that she was an ida, and in that way saved her. Rabbi Berakhah asked, why do you wear black shoes and not wear tzitzis? He explained, I hang around the goyim and don't want them to know I'm Jewish, because in that way I find out about any bad decrees that are being handed down. When I hear of one, I quickly run to the rabbanon to tell them, so that they can daven to have it annulled. Rabbi Berakhah asked, why when you came to me yesterday, you told me go away, come back today? He answered, I just found out about a new decree and I wanted to immediately go tell the rabbanon so they could daven for it to be annulled. A bit later, another two people walked by in the marketplace. Eliyahu said, these people are also destined for the Mabo. Rabbi Berakhah approached them and asked them what their occupation was. They said, we're comedians. We cheer up depressed people. Also, when we see people in a fight, we bring shalom between them. The Mishnah said, Al-Elam Asrim Echol Makam V'chulo. Bryce says, the following problems we cry out in every place. V'shidofen, which is a crop disease, Yerokain, crop disease, or possibly a human disease, Arba locusts, Chasir locusts, and wild animals on the attack. Rabbi Akiva says, V'shidofen and Yerokain, we cry out for even the smallest amount. For Arba and Chasir, we cry out even if only one wing was seen in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says, V'al Chaya V'chulo. Bryce says, for wild animals on the attack, we only cry out when we can tell that they've been sent from heaven, meaning their behavior is abnormal. When the wild animals appear in the city, it's considered abnormal. But if they're in the field, it's considered normal. If they appear by day, it's abnormal. By night, it's normal. If it saw two people and it chased the two people, it's abnormal. But if it hid from them, it's normal. If it killed two people and ate one of them, it's abnormal. Because if it wasn't hungry for two people, it shouldn't have killed both people. But if it ate both of them, it's normal. If it climbs onto a roof and takes a baby from a crib, that's abnormal. As I talked to Bryce. Objecting more. The Bryce at first says that when animals are in the city, it's abnormal. This suggests that no matter when they're there, by day or by night. And the Bryce says it's only abnormal if it's seen during the day. Stira. But I said the Bryce means that in the city, it's only abnormal if it's seen during the day. In fact, Mother Bryce at first said that it's only abnormal if the animal runs after the people, which suggests that it's normal if it remains standing still. Then the Bryce says it's normal if the animals hide, which suggests that it's not normal if they remain standing still. The Mar says it depends on the circumstances. If the field is near the swamps, which is the animal's natural habitat, then it's more normal for it to remain standing still because it has the confidence that it's in its own habitat and it can easily escape. Otherwise, it's normal for the animal to run and hide. In fact, how can the Bryce say that it's normal if the animal kills two and eats two people when it just says earlier it's not normal if it even just ran after them? Papa said, the part of the Bryce that said it's normal for it to kill and eat is again speaking near the swamp where it has more courage. Furthermore, the Bryce said that if an animal climbs onto a roof and takes a baby from its crib, that's abnormal. I mean, that seems pretty obvious. Papa said the Bryce is discussing a hunter's hut out in the wild in the habitat of the animals. That's why it would not seem to be so unusual. The Mishnah said, Allah Kher v'chula. Bryce says, clearly we would fast if an attacking army is approaching. Even more than that, if an army who does not intend to attack is even just passing through the city, we also have to fast, as we see with the army of Paran Choy, which wanted to pass through and did not intend to attack and yet ended up in war with King Yeshiyahu. Rabbi Yehuda Nehemi Rav explained that when Paran Choy had Avodah Zarah with him, which is why Yeshiyahu thought that he can definitely be beaten at war. Rabbi Yehuda Nehemi Rav explains the pasuk regarding that story to mean that Yeshiyahu was pierced with so many arrows at war that his body became full of holes like a sifter. Rabbi Shimon Nachman Nehemi Rav Yonison said, Yeshiyahu was punished because he went to war without asking Yirmiyahu. Yeshiyahu felt he could rely on the pasuk that says "Cherev le'sava b'arzachem," which even refers to a passing army. He didn't realize that his generation was not deserving of this bracha. As Yeshiyahu was dying, he was whispering something. Yirmiyahu was afraid that maybe he's whispering something improper on account of his pain. He bent down to hear what was being said. He heard Yeshiyahu was saying that he deserved this punishment for not listening to the word of Hashem. Upon hearing that, Yirmiyahu praised him and said, "Ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem." Mishnah said the ma'aseh v'yardu zekenim Yerushalayim la'areihem v'chulu. In fact, does Mishnah mean that the amount of grain needed to fill an oven, or the amount of bread needed to fill an oven, which is a lesser amount? Mar says a brayse says the size of the mouth of an oven, which must refer to bread. Grain put in the mouth of an oven will fall away. Does it refer to the size of the cover of the oven or the row of bread that is put around the opening? Teiku b'leptashayil. The Mishnah says v'oyz gozru ta'inis al shev ochlu ze'evim v'chulu. Ula said in the name of Rav Shemini Yitzadik, it once happened that wolves swallow two babies and then let them out in their waste. The Chum said the flesh was not tamei as a mace because it lost its status by going through the digestion process, but the bones were tamei as a mace because bones are not digestible. Mishnah said, "Al masriyim b'shabbos v'chulu." Bryce gives a list of tzaras that says an individual may fast as a way to bring a kapara and a salvation. Bryce says that an individual may not decide to fast because that will make him weak and maybe possibly have to come on to others, and these others may decide not to have rachmanis on him. Mishnah says, "Shimon atamani oimer af al hadever v'chulu." Did the Chum disagree regarding Shabbos only, or did they disagree and say that one should never cry out for a plague. Or it says a Braisa where Rabbi Akiva says we never cry out based on a plague. This, that must be the Chachamim of our Mishnah. Mishnah said, "Kol tzara shloi tova al tzibah v'chulah." Braisa says we cry out for every tzara except for there being too much rain. Rabbi Yochanan explained this is so because we don't daven that an excessive good should be stopped. Rami bar Rav Yud said in Bava we may daven for the rain to stop because it's a low-lying land with deadly flooding possible. They asked Rabbi Yehazar how much rain must fall in there to show to allow us to daven for it to stop. He said only when one can stand on the Karen Eifel, which is a very high place, and can splash his feet in water, which essentially means it can never be done. Rabbi Bar Chana said he was once on top of Karen Eifel. He saw an Arab holding a spear and riding on a camel at ground level, and he appeared like a worm because Karen Eifel is such a high place. A Braisa says the pasuk of Nasati Kishmechem Beitom means that there will not be too much rain or too little rain. Another explanation is that the rain will fall on Tuesday nights and Friday nights when people are not out traveling. As we find in the days of Shimon ben Shatach, it only rained on Tuesday and Friday nights, and the crops grew to enormous sizes. We also find in the days of Hordas, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash, that it rained only at night. In the morning, the wind would blow away the clouds and the sun would shine, allowing the work of the Beis HaMikdash to continue.